Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you this morning. We want to welcome you. What are we? Eighth Sunday after Pentecost. And we're so glad that you're with us today. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Just one little side issue. Karen, could you check? Did you happen to close the downstairs door before? Because it was propped open and we want to make sure that's shut during the... Yes. But anyways, we are glad to see you and we want to welcome all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking a little bit about questions. Questions that we often ask ourselves when life is difficult and everything. So let's begin our service by standing and joining together and singing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin this morning. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good.
God's faithful love endures forever.
Has the Lord redeemed you? Then say so. Let us praise the Lord. Let us worship God. Well, let's join together if you'd like to turn in the hymn book. It's hymn 176, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're singing the three verses of Oh, How I Love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. The sweetest thing on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. Tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because sing the refrain again. Oh, how Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Faithful Father, we gather together today for worship and renewal. We seek your wisdom and strength to lead us through the choices we face and the challenges that surround us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning. Good morning.
you lay out in Jenga. Yeah, you're just outside playing, aren't you? Yeah, all kinds of things, yeah. Well, how's everybody doing this morning? So let me ask you a question. So I'm going to ask a question. Have you ever asked a question and couldn't get an answer? Yeah. You know what? Sometimes mom and dads, they don't even know sometimes the answers to certain questions. Sometimes we might ask God a question, and it may seem like we don't get an answer. Sometimes we might ask our grandparents. Or, how about, let me ask this. Have you ever asked your teacher a question and the teacher didn't know the answer? Did they say this? I don't know the answer to that, but I'll look it up for you. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's very, and you know what? Moms and dads sometimes will do that. Or grandparents or whoever, a friend. We sometimes always have questions. And in life, we sometimes have questions about God. Why did God let this happen? Why did this terrible floods happen in Texas? Why does things happen the way they do? I mean, we ask those questions sometimes. And we wonder. And it's okay. God can handle our questions. And one day when you guys get older, you're going to have to read the book of Job. Because Job questions God all the time. And that after some terrible things happen, which we talked about, what? Was that last week? Or was it the week before? I cannot remember exactly offhand. But one of the weeks, I think it was the week before, yeah. Yeah. And Job asked God some hard questions. But guess what? Job didn't get any answers. So the very end, at least the end of 6-8 months, I think it was 8 months, that he was waiting for these answers because he was hurting. Because he lost his family, he lost his livestock, and everything that bad happened. But you know what? It's okay to ask questions. And sometimes the questions we ask cause us to think more about God. And think more about when bad things happen in life. Nobody likes bad things to happen. I mean, have you ever fallen off your bike and scraped yourself all up real bad and was hurting? Or broken arm or something that happened? Yeah. It hurts, doesn't it? That's not fun. I remember those things. Thankfully, I never broke anything except my nose. Yes. Can you see that right there? I can't see it. There's a scar right there. Can you see it? Yes. Yeah. It's right there. I was 10 years old. And I was messing around on the farm doing something I shouldn't have been. And it came up and whooped me right in the head. And when I was in the emergency room, the doctor said he could touch my skull. Yeah. There was a big gash in there. And he sewed it up inside and he sewed it up outside. Yeah, that was not smart. That was not smart. That's why you always should do the things you're supposed to do. And not do dumb things, but guess what? We do them, don't we, as kids, because we're inquisitive. We want to know things. We want to explore things. We want to figure things out. And especially if we want to figure out things with our hands, you know, that we can use and do things with. And I think we're made to be that way. And God handles our questions. God, it's not bad to ask God questions. It's not bad to have doubts about God, but we can ask questions. And hopefully, with the community of faith and everything, God works in our lives during those times. Kind of like what he talks about as going through fire. Now, I'm not talking literally, but it's kind of metaphorically. So when we go through pain and hurt and sadness, it's kind of like going through a fire. And God's with us during that time. God works on our hearts and helps us to be strong and give us determination and faith and courage and strength in the midst of those things that we need in life. And God, the thing about God is God uses everything that happens in our lives to prepare us for what God wants us to do. Now, you're young now, and your parents watch over you, and they protect you, and all that. And as you get older, you're going to be making more choices on your own. And sometimes we make good choices, and sometimes we make wrong choices. And hope we learn from everything. And to keep going forward and be strong. And to continue trusting God. Even through our questions, even through our doubts, and our fears, and everything that we may face in life. All right? Okay. You guys can head on down this morning.
I keep thinking one of these days I'm not going to be able to get down there with them anymore. I was just saying something to Jody about that. I don't know. Did I say that a few weeks ago too? I might have. Anyways, we want to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern. Oops, flipped that over, didn't I? A joy or concern that you would like to share as we go to prayer. And we want to allow you to do that this morning. So somebody, yes.
Mary and Vic had minor surgery yesterday. And so she'll be down for about 6 weeks.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay. So recovery from surgery. So we want to remember Mary Ann in our prayers this morning. And
I just want to thank everybody for the thoughts and prayers of my mother-in-law's passing and asking to continue to keep my husband in prayers.
Yes. And so we want to continue remembering the Caulfield family and our prayers there. Somebody else? Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken this morning. Anybody else? I thought I saw another hand. Yep. Okay. Okay. Continue lifting up Ian. Yes. Yes, yeah.
But also, it's a joy we're having a cool break. And then,
yes.
Tom, we won't tell us that he won the world in his class at the front of all meetings. And he got
it. Yeah. Yeah, Tom was telling me he got first in one of his class. Yeah. In the national horseshoe pitching contest out. Close to Salt Lake City. He said it was south of there, but yeah. And that's great. That's wonderful to hear that. And and thank you so much. We want to remember that family that was in that explosion or fire. I do remember, I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, that we were praying for them, and especially the lady. Do you happen to know her first name? Okay, okay. Well, God knows who that is, and we definitely want to lift that family up in our prayers. Somebody else this morning. Oh, wow. Go ahead.
Joy, Dolores will celebrate her 90th birthday on Wednesday.
Ah, yay. Are you going to make it to 104?
I
There you go. Yes. I saw a couple other people. Yes. Go ahead, Butch.
Unspoken,
yes. So a couple, yeah. That's good, and we're glad to hear that. Yeah, yeah, because that hardest is getting that muscle stretched. Yeah, that has it was in a certain spot for all your life, and then they put that machine or that mechanical thing in there, and it's got a yeah, and that's always yeah. So. But we're glad, and I have her on our list to pray for her and for Carla. She came, you want me to go ahead and share, or you want to share? She came through the little procedure that they did, and if you notice, she said, I still got it with me, but she's walking around without her cane, today, that's a good thing, and we rejoice, because I said, we can have push buttons and have the piano play by itself Sunday. And she said, nope. She goes, I feel good. So, and Priscilla, while I'm mentioning it, I'll grab a couple because I knew there's a couple more. Priscilla had her other knee replaced and is recovering. So we want to continue lifting her up in our prayers as she's recovering also. And so for both of those. And yeah. Yes, yes. I was shocked. Jody sent me something because my wife's dad and Tom, it was Tom, wasn't it? Ron, sorry, thank you. Ron were like, yeah, and he bought Chryslers from him for 40, 50 years. And yeah, and I think Ron was a little younger, but still.
82.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been about 5-6 years younger, but yeah. Yeah.
Also, Bob Bowman, he's recovering at Otterbein. He had Rod's group in his back because of all the pain, I guess.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know. I knew they had said something with the back, but I didn't know what all.
I guess during after the operation.
Is he getting that back now? Because if he is, that's usually a good sign within weeks to start getting. Or is he still affected by it? Okay. All right. So we want to remember the Irwin family and then Bob Bowman recovery from the back surgery and the stroke. And so, yes. Somebody else. Yep. Okay.
Brenda.
And help me with her first name.
Brenda,
that's it, yes. Okay. Definitely, we'll have to put Brenda on our list there so we can be praying for her for surgery and for treatment there or however things they decide to do things. And hopefully everything goes well. And so somebody else. So a couple other hands, yeah. Steve, okay.
He was on the golf course yesterday in Greenville in the tournament on the second hole, had a massive heart attack. However, he's only 60. And we took him to Greenville, I thought, terrifying engine, we got him. And Carolyn's my best friend, his mother. So please keep baby family in because they're just.
Okay. I'll have to check with my sister to see if that's a relation to her husband, the baby. Yeah. Oh my gosh, wow. Definitely want to lift up Steve in our prayers. Oh, that heart attack. I saw, yeah.
I'd like to thank everybody for the prayers they've been praying for me the last couple of weeks. They really have helped.
Good. And we're glad. And keep her in your prayers. I think they're going to have to switch out her pacemaker. Yes, depending on what the results, yeah, some they're doing a test and results there. But somebody else.
Yeah,
God, they had not been in church or believed for a while. But she called and asked him to put her on the prayer chain. So
yeah, we can definitely do that.
And good news, the missions team delivered 17 meals to shut-ins Wednesday. And we got a picture from Matthew finally just yesterday, and he's alive and in his where he's supposed to be. So that's always good news.
Yeah, and we definitely want to, and thank you. I know he's on our monthly, but we want to remember Matthew and his team there that's in Poland. And so we want to remember them. We want to remember Rachel. And you know, when you mentioned that, I was thinking about what I'm talking about in my message today. And we have those struggles, definitely. Somebody else.
Oh, go ahead.
What's the last name?
Tom Massey.
Oh, Massey. Okay. I'm assuming there was a loss. Okay. I don't know why that name sounds familiar. Anyways, I can talk to you more about that afterwards, but that name does sound familiar. So, anybody else then? All right. Wow. Lots. Got almost my whole page is almost all full, and lots of names there. And as she plays, it'll give you a chance to quietly pray there in your seats. And some of those names come to your mind. Just speak them out. God knows. You don't have to say anything fancy. Just mentioning those names out to God, and God hears us. And then I'll come and close us out. Gracious God, as we pause today, we are grateful and thankful for your grace in our lives. We're thankful for your mercy in our lives. Lord, you know that we're not perfect people. We don't always get everything right, and sometimes we make wrong decisions. Sometimes we struggle with our faith and with you. And God, we're thankful that you care for us and love us no matter what we face in life or what we go through. We're thinking about so many things that are happening in our world today, with the wars going on between Ukraine and Russia, the starving people of Gaza, the battles that are going on there between the Palestinians and the Israelis, other places, Lord, that probably we don't always hear about, that the genocides and the wars and the fighting and so many just things that are happening in so many places around the world. God, we pray for leaders to be people of peace and reconciliation and working things out. God, we lift up so many that have been mentioned today. Lord, we think about the different ones, for Rachel who's struggling, for Steve with this massive heart attack, with Marianne who's recovering, God, for Ian, Lord, that just needs your grace and strength and healing today, and wisdom for the doctors, for Linda who's recovering, Lord, for Priscilla who's recovering, God, for Bob who's recovering, for Brenda who is going in for surgery this week. We pray you'll guide and direct, and that they'll be able to get it all, Lord, we pray. Lord, we lift up the others that have been mentioned. We think of the Massey family today. We think of the Caulfield family today. Lord, we think of the Irwin family today, God, that you would extend your grace and your mercy and your comfort today to each of them. Lord, we pray for our fair families that will be spending the week at the fair with their projects and everything. We just ask that you will just watch over them and keep them all safe and all those that are a part of that. Lord, we lift up Matthew and his team, and that makes me think of all of our men and women that are serving here at home and around the world, God, that you would extend your grace and protection to them and be with them and give them courage and wisdom in some difficult situations, whatever they may be facing. Lord, we think about the lady that was in that fire explosion a few weeks ago, Lord. We just pray for your healing grace and touch there, that she needs that today, Lord, in a special way, Lord, as she is struggling and not doing well. Lord, we lift up these three unspoken needs today, Lord, that you would work in those situations and meet needs and extend grace and give favor, however that needs to be. And we're grateful and thankful for that. We thank you for the joys and the good reports and the things that people had shared today. And we rejoice with those who are rejoicing today and share in that thanksgiving, God. We're so thankful for all that you're doing. We think about families that have experienced flooding and weather events and different things. We pray for strength and grace in situations there around the world. And we think about Hilo in Hawaii, God, that probably experienced the worst part of that. With some flooding there. And God, we ask for your grace and comfort and strength there. And Lord, and for each one that's here today, maybe there are those that came in that maybe this was a difficult week and they were struggling. And we just ask for your grace and your strength and your courage. And we thank you for that today. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon our time through the rest of the service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. And Lord, as we talk about the questions that we face in life and the experiences that we go through that seem unfair and difficult and sometimes tragedies and suffering and so many things, that you will continue to give us the grace and faith we need as we talk about that today. And give us wisdom, we pray, as we all struggle through those times in our faith and life and those hardships. And we're grateful and thankful. And Lord, we just ask your blessing also as we come to the table today and just receive of your grace, be refreshed by your presence and your love as only you can do in our lives. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Here. Thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. God of all creation, through your goodness we have gifts to share. Bless what we offer for your purposes. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading are coming from two passages. The first one is a rather short one from Job chapter 23. We're going to be reading verses 10 and 11. And then 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. The Job passage falls after he had experienced everything and wrestled with God and heard all of his friends tell him why he was so bad because of everything that happened to him. But Job says something interesting here, and I want us to hear it, and then we'll look at 1 Peter. But God knows every step I take. When he has tested me, I'll come out as pure as gold. My feet has closely followed his steps. I've stayed on the path without turning away. And then 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is so good, and by raising Jesus from death, He has given us new life and a hope that lives on. God has something stored up for you in heaven where it will never decay or be ruined or disappear. You have faith in God, whose power will protect you until the last day. Then He will save you, just as He has always planned to do. On that day, you will be glad, even if you have to go through many hard trials for a while. Your faith will be like gold that has been tested in a fire. And these trials will prove that your faith is worth much more than gold that can be destroyed. They will show that you will be given praise and honor and glory when Jesus Christ is revealed. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add His blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. Well, a mother and her two sons, 5-year-old Taven and 2-year-old Kalen, were in their house and just having conversation. And the mother said, "My 5-year-old son Taven looked out the window and said, 'Mom, I see a robin. It must be spring.' And her 2-year-old Kalen jumped off his chair and ran over to the window and exclaimed, 'Where's Batman?'" That kid knows what's going on. Batman and Robin. I want to talk to you this morning about facing our questions as we continue a little bit in this series about standing strong through various things that we face in life. Tragedy and suffering often go hand in hand. And many times when we go through those times, or we see people go through it or hear about it on the news, whether it was in Texas or around the world, or what's going on in Israel and Palestine and just so many things. And oftentimes when we hear that, when we hear about that, it just kind of goes beyond our comprehension. And because those kind of situations are mind-boggling. They're kind of like those mind-boggling, can't fathom the next move, knock your feet out from under you trials and tragedies that happen in life. And in such times, we travel through fire, so to speak, as Peter talks about, James talks about it, and then Job, as we read. And in the middle of that, somehow we have to be able to hope and hang on. But also in such times, as often as when I talk to people and hear from them, we may ask a lot of questions. Is this for real? Can good come from this situation or tragedy? We may wonder, why me? Or why so and so? They're such a good person. Why are they going through this? The key, as we will allude to, is trusting God through the fire. Through the fire, which Isaiah talks about. And it's not a passage that I included, but yes. So two things I want us to think about as we talk about this morning. First of all, questions in the fire. Questions in the fire, because they always come up. They always come up. So let's talk about those kind of questions. And let's look at it this way. Facing questions may be a sign our faith is being forged in the fire. I mean, whenever we ask the why question, that usually that is what's happening. Something is going on in our lives that is causing us to ask why God, why, or somebody else, why is this happening to so-and-so? Why is this happening to me? What's going on? Some of those questions, and I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of an idea and some emotions that go with that. We may face shock. God, I can't believe this is happening. As I read these, see if you've ever been there. God, I can't believe this is happening. Questions. God, why did this happen, or why is this happening? Anger. God, this isn't right. Fear. God, is it going to get any worse? Despair. God, is it going to get any better? I don't see an end in sight. Reasons. God, is there some kind of lesson here? Or something you're wanting me to learn? Acceptance. God, I don't have it all figured out, but I trust you. Facing questions in the fire may result in a more genuine faith. Peter talks about how going through these testings and this fire purifies us and brings a more genuine, authentic faith in our lives, where we're more real. I'm going to be a little open here. I have met Christians that, and I love them, and I've met so many of them, but sometimes they just say cliche things, you know, and we say it here, God is good, good all the time, but that can be a cliche at times. When you're hurting, when you're suffering, when you don't understand why God is allowing you to go through that, and we sometimes just say cliche things, and even though we're inside maybe feeling differently about what's happening, or we hide how we're feeling, because it doesn't look spiritual what thoughts are going through our minds at the time. We've all been there. I mean, if you've never been there, you're either very fortunate, can I be so blunt, or you're lying to yourself. Because questions are a part of life. They're a part of faith. They're a part of it all. And we face questions in the fire. Where does that go? What happens through that? Well, let's talk then about faith in the fire. Faith in the fire. When facing questions in the fire, our faith must be forward-looking. You've heard me say something like that before. When everything screams at us, give up, quit. Or as we talked a few weeks ago, Job's wife, oh, just curse God and die. But it's got to be forward thinking. And guess what? Part of looking forward or moving forward may involve asking questions. It's okay. And in the middle of it, lamenting. Why God? Why God is a lament? Why God? Why? And at times, saying how we're feeling and what we need may free us to reach out and receive of God's grace and walk in faith and move on. It's never easy, but sometimes we have to do that in the middle of all that, in the middle of our questions, in the middle of our doubts. And when facing questions in the fire, we must hold on to what we have in Christ. Now, this draws on Peter. And Peter has some things to say before he talks about going through hard trials That's like going through fire so that we can be like gold on the other side. Notice what Peter says there. We have new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ. We have an imperishable. It can't be destroyed. Nobody on this earth can take that inheritance, an imperishable inheritance. Nobody can take that away. Not anything that happens to us, not any situation can take that away, because Peter says it's kept safe in the heavens. We are guarded by God's power through the faithfulness of Christ. And by holding on to what we have in Christ, when we are tested or tried, the testing or the genuine part of our faith begins to come out, hopefully. Do you know how they purify? I'm sure most of you know how you purify gold or silver. What do? Heat it up, boil it, raise it to a certain temperature. And what happens? All the impurities in that gold or silver rises to the top, and then they skim it off, and then they use it to make whatever. Swords, rings, crowns, whatever you want to say. Let me ask you a question. And I'm smiling because I know how this is and how this works in life. When you're going through the fire, what usually comes out? Out of us. Anger, frustration, whatever. What is that? Why is it that that sometimes comes out first? Because it's the dross that comes to the top and needs to be cleared away. And it reminds us, oh Lord, there's stuff in me. Help get it out. Whatever, you know. So that the genuine, tested part of our faith can come forth, which Peter says is more valuable than gold. Okay, what's more valuable than gold on planet Earth? Okay, diamonds, platinum, and a few minerals that we use to make car batteries and other things that are very expensive and found in remote parts of the world, in Africa and stuff like that. But in their day, gold was like, that was it. Why do you think in the book of Revelation it talks about streets of gold? Now, I personally don't think that's literal. But John was trying to tell us, you want to know what it's going to be like? Think of the most expensive thing you've ever seen in your life. And he talks about how God is working in us to make us, our faith and the genuine part of us, more valuable than gold. Mother Teresa wrote to her superiors seeking counsel. Mother Teresa, think about this. For her despair and doubts after working with multitudes of suffering people in poverty and pain on a daily basis. During the time she was working in India, it is said that almost 90% of the population in India was below the poverty line. So it was all around her, day in, day out. She was doing little things to try to make a difference. And we know it turned into big things. But Mother Teresa asks, why, God, would you not stop the abysses swallowing your children? In one letter she wrote, where is my faith? Even deep down there's nothing but emptiness and darkness. When I raise my thoughts to heaven, there is such convicting emptiness that those very thoughts have no faith. Wow. She was down. Repulsed, empty, no faith, no love, no zeal. What do I labor for? Well, thankfully, we know of Mother Teresa's continued service and the testimonies that she worked through her doubts and questions and pressed on in her faith. If at this moment you are feeling little hope in the midst of the fiery trials and riveting questions, let me suggest maybe your faith is being forged and tested to be proven like gold. What you're feeling is part of the questions in the faith and faith in the fire testing. So let me encourage you today to stand strong by holding on to what you have in Christ. For the genuineness of your faith will be revealed when Christ appears. Amen and amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts this morning to experience the grace of Christ together at the table this morning. And as we often do, and as we prepare our hearts to share in our prayer of thanksgiving and confession together. And so let me invite you to join with me this morning as we pray and prepare our hearts this morning. Let's do that together. We thank you, God, for you created us in your image. You claim us and are faithful to us. You are abundantly generous to us by raising us to new life in Christ through faith and baptism. As we call to mind those times when we have fallen into the old self, we seek your grace today at your table. Heal us, forgive us, and continue to renew us in your image. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May you receive of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ today, experiencing his forgiveness and love as we share at the table, or whatever else you may need from him today, because he is with us. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses that are coming to help us and serve us this morning, if they would make their way. On that night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Later, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming his death until he comes." Well, take a moment, not very long, because we'll get a hangout downstairs, and shake a couple of hands of some people close by you, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our chorus there, "Jesus loves me, this I know." 23, if you want to sing it out of the hymn book. We know this one. There's three verses that we're going to sing. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me, I will try to live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. I hope you know that today. That's one of those things we hold on to. All right. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go in the assurance of things hoped for. Go in grace and peace to love and serve the Lord and neighbor. Amen.